From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison with a look at business and economics as Wall Street starts its day. So let's do the numbers. Kind of a mixed bag. The S&P is up just a tad. Dow Jones is just the same at 13,902. European markets are mixed. Most Asian markets closed up. Joining us to look beyond the numbers at the big picture is Julie Nieman. She's an analyst with Smith Moore & Company and is with us now from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Mark.
So first, we've got housing news just out this hour. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index is out. It shows home prices up 0.6%. Those are November numbers. What do they say about where the housing market is going?
Well, prices slipped a little bit in November, but this is winter. This is not your strong selling period. But year over year, the price is up 5.5%. We haven't seen that since 2006. The last time that housing really wrapped up 2011, we were hitting lows not seen since 2003. So last year, by comparison, was awful. The economic recovery really wasn't helping housing. Low prices finally, though, started triggering demand and sales. Historic low rates. You can get a 30-year mortgage now at 3.4%. And finally, adult children are moving out of the basement. Home sharing is on the decline. Employment numbers are beginning to improve here, and the number of new households being formed is picking up. But make no mistake, this is no economic boom here. We got a lot of big unknowns. We still don't know the shadow inventory, and that's the number of homes that are owned by the big banks, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They own them, but they haven't listed them yet. Consumer confidence still is not robust. The catchphrase here, potential home buyers are cautiously optimistic. So we're in a recovery, but it's cautious.
Now let's look at stock prices, which are also rising. There was a nice little win streak for the S&P that ended, but it did pass the psychological barrier of 1,500. It's above that right this moment. The Dow has also hit multi-year highs, and there's evidence that regular folks, you know, the small investors, they're getting back in the markets. What does that mean for the future?
Oh, we've got Uncle Ben Bernanke to thank for all of it, for the market, stock market, and for the housing recovery. And that's because he's still flooding the economy with cash, and it's not going to let up near term. So you've got short-term interest rates at zero. Everybody's wondering, where are you going to put the money? CDs? No. Bonds? No. The yields are way too low. So finally, we're seeing investors reversing course here. The fear factor kept them in money market balances way too long. But a modest improvement in employment and modest improvement in the economy is making them very visible to see where the opportunities are, and that has to be somewhere in the stock market. But what they're buying in the market is equally interesting. They're staying pretty much with the dividend-earning stocks right now. So this isn't a broad-based rally. This is really heavily into the value and into the dividend-paying stocks.
All right. Julie Nieman of Smith Moore & Company, thanks.
You bet.